This is the tongue of Govardhan Hill. This is a Govardhan Shila. You can see extremely beautifully decorated. When Raghunath Das Goswami was having Radhakund and Shyamakund excavated, then they needed a place to get water from for personal use, bathing, washing clothes, and so on. We have any Piravot here, any translation, any Anuvad or anything like that?
We have Telugu.
We have Telugu. Telugu. Telugu here. Telugu right here. There's Telugu right in front of us.
Right under that little shed there.
Anyone who needs Telugu? Okay, anyway, you can see the tongue of Govardhan here. Even if you can't go right inside, that's okay. Okay, so now, when Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was having Radhakund and Shyamakund excavated, they needed a place to get water from for personal use, like bathing, washing clothes, because they could not use the sacred water from the kunds. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami got a worker or some workers to dig a well. It is back behind Shyamakund. We will go there. The workers were digging the well. They hit one rock, bang, very hard, with the spade. And blood came out of the rock. And the workers, they were bewildered. What is this? They told Raghunath Das Goswami, he also could not understand. That night, in his dream, Govardhan Hill spoke to him. Govardhan told him, that was my tongue that your worker hit. Please take my tongue out. Put him in a temple, in a shrine, and worship him. So Raghunath Das did that. And this is the tongue of Govardhan Hill in this little building here on my right. A very beautiful Govardhan Shila. Of course, the door is locked now, but if you were to be able to look at the back, you can see the mark made by the spade. Yeah, it's there. But anyway, at least you can look through the gates and you can see very beautiful Govardhan Shila. Sri Giri Govardhan ki. Shila Raghunath Das Goswami ki.